This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. A public library may not be the first place you'd go looking for a drag show, but Durham County Library is hosting one. The event aims to highlight the rich history of drag performance, not to mention its diverse present. Drag styles range from slapstick humor to regal elegance, with tons of variations in between. Vivica C. Cox is among the event's performers. She's been performing in drag shows for 10 years, also regularly hosts a show at the Pinhook in Durham. Vivica C. Cox joins us now. Welcome, Vivica. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Also with us, Joanne Abel, Adult Humanities and Humanities Program Coordinator at the Durham County Library. Joanne Abel, welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
Tell us what's behind this event.
Well, our humanities programs, we say that they, I'm going to give you our little tagline, that expand your knowledge, engage in conversation, and experience something new. So I had some young friends come to me and say, you know, we've never done a drag program at the library. And I thought, you know, we haven't. And so that was sort of the beginning, because I can't think of anything else that sort of defines our taglines better, because this is definitely going to be something new for the library.
What is so what are we going to see? What is the presentation all about?
Well, Dr. Michelle Robertson from UNC, who's the Assistant Professor of American Studies, is going to give a brief history of drag in the 20th and 21st century. And she's going to talk about a lot of the different styles and people that have been involved. And she's also going to talk about the creative context and the inventive use of drag that open up opportunities to rethink how we think about gender and identity and even contemporary life.
Vivica, you're going to be there?
I am.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just really excited. It's the first time I've done a show in a library.
Well, that's great. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Well, tonight we're going to give a little bit of comedy, but I'm going to be your host tonight, and we're going to have three other performers with us. Spray J, who's a drag king who came about through one of my competitions that I've hosted. Another Durham drag host, Jasmine Brooks, and a long-term pageant diva, Vivian Vaughn, who's from Carrboro, will be joining us.
So tell us, what is drag and how do we distinguish it, or should we, from some of the other maybe categories that associate with, say, cross-dressing?
Well, my first question to you would be, what isn't drag? Because drag is a performance, and people can go out every single day in drag, because when you go to work, you're presenting in a way that is sort of drag, because it might not be all of who you are. So you're giving a performance. But in this context, drag is, for me, dressing up as a girl. Historically, that is what drag was, is dressing up as a girl. And then with drag kings, dressing up as a guy, drag. But to separate it from other categories of gender identity, we are not always transgender. You might be transgender as a drag queen, but people have fluidity with their gender, and you're going to see that different people are going to identify differently. And it's hard to say what is drag and what isn't drag, because it can span so many different things. And the concept of gender is just so large that I don't feel like I'm the authority on gender. I'm just an authority on being Vivica C. Cox and helping other people become the performers they hope to be.
Yeah, but you make an important point that we're all in costume, right? I mean, we
yes.
dress certain ways for certain events because of the expectations. And I mean, I suppose Adam and Eve, driven out of the garden, were both wearing fig leaves. That's perhaps the last time we haven't seen gender as clothes as a marker of gender.
Right.
From that moment on. And historically, I mean, you have these great moments in the history of literature and in historical realism. I mean, you know, Achilles, for goodness sake, his mother dressed him like a girl so he
yes.
wouldn't have to go off and fight a war. So, which is to say two things. Number one, we dress up always. But
right.
number two, it has always been, or for a very long time, a serious marker of gender, right? Or gender performance, gender expectation.
Absolutely. And I cannot say that I am innocent when it comes to acknowledging that clothes are a marker of gender identity when I spend so much time trying to look like a woman. And I think I succeed. Thank you very much. But that is me acknowledging that clothes really are a marker of gender expression.
You
and
have
identity.
You do a show at the Pinhook.
Yes,
right?
I do.
Tell us about that, to the origins of that show.
Oh, boy. So I was sitting at the bar one night around 6 p.m. before going to see a movie at the Carolina Theater. And Kim, the owner of the Pinhook, looks at me and goes, do you know any drag performers? And I said, why, yes, I do. And I gave her a little bit about my history and told her I'd be more than happy to help her. She needed someone to open for a performer from RuPaul's Drag Race. And I did. I got a lot of great praise, I'll say, and it gave me the opportunity to launch the Vivica C. Cox Presents series at the Pinhook. But I started out doing amateur contests where people who just were dying to do drag had the opportunity to finally come on stage and do that. And from there, I started bringing other drag queens around the triangle and, of course, Spray J, an amazing drag king, to do performances. And we are so passionate about making sure people find us accessible. And that's what differentiates the Pinhook from drag in general, because we are all about being a part of the community and not necessarily just putting on the show and walking away.
Well, and it shouldn't be lost on us that the Pinhook in Durham is located on Main Street in Durham and right in the heart of Durham. So, I mean, it tells you something both about, I think, maybe the development of drag. Certainly says something about Durham.
Right. Well, and I also think it's important to note that unlike a lot of performance venues, the glass on the front of the building is clear. We're not hidden when we're performing. So walking by, you can see that there are drag queens, and we're not subversive in that manner.
Why is that important? Why is it important to you to sort of mainstream and Main Street drag?
I think it's important because there are people sitting at home wishing they could be something they're not. And drag queens are vehicles for being the person you want to be. And while I am not Vivica, Vivica is me. And while that's kind of deep and philosophical and we don't need to go there right now.
Oh, you know I'm going to go there in a minute, so you're fine.
People want to be bolder and badder, and drag queens give them the opportunity to have role models in that sense.
So we have a clip of one of your performances at the Pinhook, and you talked about the difficulty, the amount of time it takes to dress up. Let's listen.
So we have a lovely show this evening for you. We're going to be very excited, or very hot in my case. Good Lord, this is a lot of dress. Do you like it? I learned to put my hardest dress on first. If you weren't at the last show, I didn't have one of my dresses on all the way.
Vivica C. Cox at a performance at the Pinhook in Durham. Vivica will be performing tonight, 7 o'clock, Durham County Library event, The History and Art of Drag. And all of this conversation, Joanne Abel from the Durham County Library, tells us about the cultural importance of this. It is a performance. It's a good night out. And yet it does tell us something about the culture we're living in. It is instructive to think about this.
It is. And we really wanted to do this at the library because we thought that the library would be a venue where people who were curious about drag but who might be afraid or hesitant to come even to the welcoming Pinhook, that they would come there. And that's exactly, Justin has really explained it really well. That's exactly what we want it to be, for people to experience drag for the first time, maybe.
Your experience for the first time, Vivica, it may not be the way you experienced it the first time, but you talked about seeing a movie as a young man, a film as a young man, that really kind of opened it up for you. Tell us about that.
Oh, my favorite movie ever, Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. It is a movie about three drag queens who are traveling across the country to compete in the National Drag Queen of the World contest. And it is amazing because it's John Leguizamo, Patrick Swayze, and Wesley Snipes in drag. And if you think of these three macho men in drag, you just start to chuckle. But it really shaped my childhood and life. There's a saying in the movie, larger than life is just the right size. And I have really tried to embody that in everything I do, because you shouldn't be fearful and you should be fearless. And as a young kid, and my mother, I don't know if she knows this. I know she's going to listen to this radio show. But there were three kids in the neighborhood, and we would dress up and watch the movie and then reenact scenes from the movie as little kids. And the three of us turned out to be gay. And, well, we were gay at the time. And it is just amazing how that movie has shaped my life. It's a little controversial because three straight men were in those roles, and some other people in the LGBT community prefer Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. But this was my experience, and I'm just going to go with it.
Go with it.
Say it was amazing.
We have a clip.
Darling, if you're going to become a drag queen, you're going to have to learn these things.
What do you mean, be a drag queen? I am a drag queen.
Oh, child, no. You are simply put a boy in a dress. When a straight man puts on a dress and gets his sexual kicks, he is a transvestite. when a man is a woman trapped in a man's body and has the little operation, he is a transsexual.
I know that.
When a gay man has way too much fashion sense for one gender, he is a drag queen.
Thank you.
And when a tired little Latin boy puts on a dress, he is simply a boy in a dress.
There you have a scene from Tu Wong Fu, an important film in the life of Vivica C. Fox, who will be at the Durham County Library tonight as part of a program, The History and Art of Drag. So we heard categories in that explanation. It was a great clip. And yet we have this paradox, don't we? I mean, on the one hand, we to understand this, we want to get our heads around transvestite, transsexual, cross-dress, drag, all of that. On the other hand, what you've talked about is this spectrum that all of us biologically really are on, the binary. We'd love to hold to it. Perhaps it makes life easier. It really, nature doesn't acknowledge it. And so on this spectrum, these categories, in effect, can do more harm than good in some ways.
Absolutely. You know, as Noxzema Jackson, who was speaking in that, says, there are these categories. And while she might offend some people in explaining that, I think she really made a great point that there are different ways that people can look at things. But Chi-Chi was not yet a drag queen because there's a lot of time and energy that goes into being a drag queen, and that you can't just throw on a dress, according to Noxzema. And we can talk about what is drag later, but for me, Vivica C. Cox, I don't actually identify with any of those categories. And so I'm going to listen to that little clip and say, that's great. But Vivica C. Cox is a diva. And for her, it is just the art of performance and being an entertainer and being funny. And I don't think there was necessarily room for me in that saying, and there's not going to be room for everyone in that clip. But it is a great clip because it's funny. And yeah. In the 90s, it brought to light the art of drag before a lot of other movies or events were.
Well, let's stick with Noxzema's scold for a moment and talk about that kind of term of art, drag. Drag mm-hmm. as performance, drag yes. as something that takes study, time, and work over and against just putting on a dress, and the history of drag to the extent that you know about it.
Well, I'm not a historian, but I do know those who have inspired me, and I know that those who have inspired me have been hardworking and have been amazing at their craft. Lady Chablis out of Savannah, Georgia. A lot of people know her because of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. She was in the book and then played herself in the movie. You have Divine, who just broke all the rules. And then you have RuPaul, who clearly is hardworking and clearly has the success to prove it. And then if you come into modern times, you're thinking about all the queens who are on RuPaul's Drag Race, who used to just work club circuits but now get to travel the country because of social media, because of the exposure that RuPaul's Drag Race has given them. And you see that they've put in time and energy to qualify for RuPaul's Drag Race, but then are not quitting because it's not easy. Putting on padding and putting things away, so it's just not an easy task, and you end up spending hours getting ready for a show. And that is not new. People have been doing it before us, and it was a harder battle for them because they were a part of activism and Stonewall. That is also the opportunity to talk about gender, because there used to not be space for drag queens and everyone else. It had to be all together. Everyone had to fight together because there weren't separate clubs, because they had to get those individual opportunities. And so people who identify as transgender wouldn't necessarily be outside of the same space, but they aren't the same people necessarily.
Remind us about Stonewall.
Oh, boy. You're really asking me to dig deep into history.
You're making all these assumptions, calling me old boy, but go ahead.
Touche. You did call me Vivica C. Fox earlier. So
I did. Well, that's just because you're outlandishly gorgeous. Go ahead.
Thank you. So Stonewall is a club, or was a club, and there were riots in those clubs. And, oh, goodness, you were putting me on the spot here to really dig deep into my history. It was the home of this famous riot, because the police would raid this club off and on in the 70s. And it's really what sparked the gay rights movement.
60s.
Was it the 60s? Am I that young?
It's 50 years ago.
Was it 50 years ago?
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting me.
Welcome to the segment of corrections on the state of things. But it was an important event. And
it was
a place where homophobia had reached, you know, mm-hmm. this was a kind of ground zero for some of that. Yeah.
Well, it was at its height. And I don't know that things got better quickly. And I know they didn't. But I will say that what's important there is that there were drag queens and trans people at the center of this. And we don't need, I don't need everyone to remember that to find passion and be inspired. But I do hope people remember that we have come a long way.
What does it say? You know, you talk about, and I think we understand the damage that homophobia does to people who are part of that class, part of that repressed class. It means you can't fully express yourself. It means you have to live in a dual identity, and you're also cut off from a lot of the benefits of civil society. That's clear. But what does it say to you about about that dominant society that finds this so interesting? And as you said, Joanne, there are people who might not go into a bar and might not go somewhere else to explore their curiosity about this. Maybe they'll go to the library. What does it say to you about what's going on with the rest of us that we find this so interesting? And perhaps, you know, what is it that we're afraid of?
Well, honestly, I can't help that I'm gorgeous and entertaining, and that's why people keep coming back. But I will say that it's different. It's new and different. And I do think for a while it was cool to be gay, and I think now it's cool to be a drag queen. And I think that's what's happening is there's just this energy around it because it does take all of that work I mentioned, and not everyone is willing to do that work. And I think people want to live vicariously through drag queens because they're on stage, they are being larger than life, and they are receiving a lot of praise. And people are afraid to do that for themselves, and then people are afraid to witness it. Now, I'll tell you why people are afraid of drag queens. It's because sometimes we're offensive, and if you come to the show, sometimes you're afraid that we're going to pull you on stage. That might happen, but you'll survive, and you'll be able to laugh about it later.
Mostly I'm just afraid to be insulted because of my really rotten fashion sense. I've just never been known as a clothes horse.
I wouldn't really be afraid of that. The inevitable is going to happen.
No, I get it every day from my staff, so really I'm used to it. No, you couldn't hurt me now.
Well, you have a lovely blazer on, so let's celebrate the small victories.
Hey, it is indeed Vivica C. Cox, who you go as your performance name. However, by day, you are Justin Clapp, and you work at Financial Aid at Duke. So tell us about it. Do those two worlds come together?
They do, because I have a great set of coworkers, and they just love Vivica. And today, I walked into my boss's office, and I said, I'm going to be on the State of Things. She says, why? And I said, because I'm kind of a popular drag queen. And she goes, can I come to one of your shows? And that made me really, really happy. But it's hard to work an 8-to-5 and then also be a performer. It is. I'm not going to say that you can just walk both worlds without any work. But I have found a way to manage it. And it's called a calendar and getting lots of sleep. And also having a wonderful group of friends and having a wonderful community. My mother lets me raid her closet whenever I need to, if I need to do any executive realness.
I'm told you're the same size. Is that right?
Yes. We are the same size.
That's great.
She took my official measurements and she started cursing. And I said, what's wrong, Mom? And she goes, we're the same size.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you and tell everybody about your performance. Vivica C. Cox, thank you for being on the program.
Thank you so much.
Vivica C. Cox, drag queen, going to perform tonight, 7 o'clock, Durham County Library, the history of the art, the history and art of drag. Joanne Abel is the Adult and Humanities Program Coordinator for the County Library. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you for being here. And just ahead, there's more on the State of Things. A science fiction book looks at the tension between man and nature. Stay tuned.